The following is a book review. The book, Open the Door, A Journey to the True Self. The author, Joyce Rupp, R-U-P-P. A publishing house, Soren Books, Notre Dame, Indiana, the year 2008. The following is an excerpt from the jacket. Beloved author and spiritual guide, Joyce Rupp, explores the rich image of the door as an invitation to growth and awareness, discovering the many ways that doors are a potent symbol for spiritual growth. She leads readers to search more deeply for their authentic selves in union with God. Designed as a six-week process with a reflection for each day of the week, Open the Door is a guide to discovering one's rich potential for goodness and fulfillment. And now we move to an excerpt from the book itself in order to give you an idea of how the author is writing and her thoughts. The chapter we are looking at is The Exit Door, and it is followed with a quote, "Death, your servant, is at my door. It is your messenger who stands at my door." Joyce Rupp then proceeds to tell us, "Once we pass through certain doors, such as theater exits, we cannot use that door to get back inside again. Physical death is similar to those exits. In due course, the door of death brings finality and completion to bodily existence. Not many people are completely comfortable and accepting of their own demise. In this book on aging, changing, and dying, Ram Dass comments, "We remain a society in which death is viewed as the enemy, an onerous thing to be hidden or shunned and separated physically and philosophically as much as possible from living. Being a volunteer for hospice has helped raise my awareness and openness towards my own death. Yet it is one thing to think about death when it is not imminent, and quite another thing when the diagnosis of a terminal illness, a debilitating depression, or the death of a beloved family member brings death close. Andrew Harvey draws this reality sharply into focus. Quote, "There is a moment when you realize that you are going to have to die in reality, not just pretend to die, not just read about dying, not just recite Rumi late at night, but really die day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, go into the darkness of the love of God and really surrender. A moment when you realize that to do that, you will need divine courage. No matter how much death might be feared or avoided, eventually we will exit the physical dimension of life. What we do with the impermanent life we now have determines our attitude and approach when we go through the exit door into the mysterious world beyond. Quote, the trust, confidence, and courage that enables us to go through the little doors and experience the little deaths of daily living somehow rehearse us for the openings of that final door," observed Sister of Loretto, Mary Luke Tobin. "The sufferings of our daily dyings train and strengthen us for the final moment here on earth. As Tobin indicates, life constantly offers us the opportunity to rehearse going through death's door. Donana Markovel reflects on practicing for death in this way. When I die, I want to remember the pulse of life. I want to be well practiced in letting go over the edge of the known, holding on to the golden Wonder Woman rope woven of threads of love, and feel it entwining into a thousand directions. It's not so much about being prepared for death as it is about being full of life. I want to be so well practiced in crossing thresholds that dying is merely another step in the dance. Preparing for the exit door of death involves not only learning and growing from our daily dying, but also allowing these times of letting go and surrender to bring us into fuller appreciation of what truly counts in life, the gusto and spirited passion that Markova suggests can be ours as we continue to pass through life's transforming stages. Lessons of creation and teachings from Scripture assure us that life follows death, whether this transformation exists within a seed, a sunset, or a human soul. When this truth of transformation roots itself strongly enough in us, we approach both the daily dyings and the exit door of death with Tagore's hope-filled stance. The poet asks, what treasures will turn over when death comes to the door? He then answers the question, I'll bring my full soul before him. A full soul implies having relished and celebrated the bounty of one's existence. Today's theme need not dampen joy, quite the opposite. Reflecting on the exit door to death puts things in perspective and increases gratitude for the life one has. Notice today what you pay too much attention to and what deserves your appreciation and dedication. Interestingly then, Rumpf has a reflection on the following. What thoughts and feelings stir you about your own exit door? Then she has a meditation. Remember the nearness of divine presence. Turn your entire being toward this presence with fullest confidence that you are cared for by an ancient and unending love. Imagine that you have just 1 year to live. Picture what you would do with that 1 year. What would you change, embrace, resolve, restore? How would your 1 year left to live affect your relationship with God? As you conclude your meditation, return again to the ancient love dwelling within you. Rest there in peace as you prepare to walk into the day with a renewed awareness of what you most value. And next comes a prayer. Keeper of my soul, your love is stronger than death. Your assurance is greater than my doubt. Your grace is richer than my poverty. Your courage is bolder than my fear. Your vigilance is longer than my life. In living and in dying, I entrust myself to you. I open the door of my heart to you. I open the door. And that concludes an excerpt from the book. The table of contents is as follows. Week 1, the door of our heart. Week 2, knocking on the door. Week 3, opening the door. Week 4, standing on the threshold. Week 5, closing the door. Week 6, beyond the door. Epilogue, as you go forth. And that concludes our book review of Joyce Rumpf's book, Open the Door, A Journey to the True Self. Enjoy it.